when we install apps on our iPhone or iPad, it does still pay to check, doesn't it?
Look, it does for people out there. People think Apple had the greatest system out there. And I've got to say they do when you compare to the Android store. Nothing wrong with Android phones. Anybody who's listening to me knows that. But there are some apps out there that it still pays to check. So when you're installing things on there, have a look at the user reviews before you download them. Scores can be high, but when you start combing through the reviews, you find out that some of the apps, you know, might be a bit scammy. Know your device's limitations. You know, if it comes along and it says it needs to do this or that, it might be a fake app. Don't download it or buy anything it's selling.
Look out for those hidden subscriptions where you can get caught.
Exactly right. VPN apps seem to do this a lot at the moment. I spoke to somebody, they were paying nearly $300 a year when they worked it out for their VPN, which wasn't needed on their phone. So if you get apps which offer extra paid premium features or in-app purchases, read carefully on there as well. And if you find ones that are a bit scammy on there as well, leave a review. You can sign into the App Store and leave a review so it lets other people know.
So if an app unexpectedly, say, charges you, report suspicious activity ASAP.
Exactly right. Report it to Apple so that other people know as well.
And we'll move on to why some people get more phishing emails and malware spam these days.
Look, cyber criminals, they're always adapting their techniques to send out phishing emails where they try and get your personal details as well. But now there are so many emails exposed in data breaches. So a data breach is when hackers are broken into a company and basically take all of their details. That's why you get so much spam. So, you know, you've got to always remember that. And I had somebody the other day, you know, said, how come my email's being, you know, got sent to somebody else? And, you know, they subscribed to something which had been exposed. And I think it's 8 billion email addresses are now freely available to buy. So this is going to happen all the time. Google worked out some factors, though. Believe it or not, in Australia, we face 2 times the odds of attack compared to the United States. We are getting hammered down here in Australia. If you're 55 to 64, you have a 1.64 chance of getting more spam or malware than anybody else compared to 18 to 24-year-olds. Mobile-only users, so those people only using a mobile phone, they're actually reduced in odds by 0.8. And this has got to do with socio-economic factors because it looks like we own more devices than attackers targeting wealthier groups. Google still is the best way to prevent spam if you've got a Gmail address over there as well. They say 99% of over 100 million emails containing spam, phishing links and malware sent out by cyber criminals every day. But, you know, so if you've got a problem with spam, get yourself a Gmail address because they're helping block them.
Okay, Gmail address is the way to go. And speaking of Google, which you've just mentioned there, Google Photos, I believe, is getting some brand new features.
They are. Remember, Google Photos, if you keep backing up all your photos to June this year, won't cost you anything. Then it's the amount that you upload after June this year as well, but it's still the cheapest way to go along and back up all your photos and probably the easiest way. They're going to have a video editor on there as well, so you'll be able to trim, stabilise your video, do rotations on there, put some filters on there. They've got 30 things coming, which is very exciting as well. Now, if you're a Google One member, which means that you pay, I think, to Google about $20 a year, and they make sure that everything is backed up for you, depending on whether you're an iPhone or an Android phone as well, they'll have some more photos to edit, photos like portrait blare, portrait light, and things like that. So for free, it's not a bad idea, Lee, and people will be very excited about this coming.
And the new video editing features, they're available now, Richard?
Yep, they're available now in Google Photos and iOS, and Android users in the coming week.